This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Another DCO Discourse podcast. My name is Caitlin Doyle, and I'm the Communications and Marketing Manager here at DCO. I'd just like to say thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast today, and I hope that you continue to tune in every week. This week is National Volunteer Week, so we'd love to take this time to recognize volunteerism and our volunteers across Canada and the world. The theme for 2024 is Every Moment Matters, which aims to highlight the important contributions of volunteers in Canada. Our member centers and many other organizations really do rely on the support of volunteers. So we want to take this week and following weeks to celebrate the extraordinary contributions volunteers make to their communities and nonprofits. So, a bit of history for you. In 1943, National Volunteer Week was introduced in Canada as a way to recognize the contributions of women during World War II. Though volunteering has been traced back to Britain in medieval times when there was an urge to aid the poor and sick. Now, the last large-scale survey on volunteering in Canada, according to madeincanada.ca, was from 2018, before the COVID-19 pandemic. So in 2018, around 79% of Canadians aged 15 or older were taking part in some type of volunteer work. Some were volunteering on their own, and others did it as a part of an organization. In total, 24 million Canadians gave their time and shared skills for free in 2018. So I think that's quite an incredible feat and an incredible show of people willing to share their time and resources and energy with their communities in order to make the world a better place. And so I think it's really important that we continue to recognize volunteer work and continue to take time ourselves to volunteer for our communities. And here are some more wonderful statistics about volunteerism in Canada from madeincanada.ca. So, volunteers in Canada obviously make a significant contribution to society through the time that they actually give. But how many hours are Canadians actually volunteering? In 2018, it was recorded that the total number of hours Canadian volunteers reached was approximately 2.5 billion. This is equivalent to roughly 2.5 million full-time jobs. So on average, Canadian volunteers contribute around 206 hours each, which is almost 26 8-hour working days. Of course, this figure alone demonstrates the massive impact that volunteering has in Canada. Without their contributions, many organizations and nonprofits would have to spend a lot more money paying for services. And unfortunately, many of those organizations don't have the money to pay for those services, so they probably would end up defunct. Of course, we know that we need many of these nonprofits and organizations that rely solely on volunteers, so it is important that we continue to support and celebrate these volunteers for their hard work and time. So, madeincanada.ca also goes into sectors with the highest volunteer hours. So, in 2018, hospitals had the highest annual hours of formal support by volunteers. So, on average, volunteers dedicated 111 hours per year to hospital work. The next highest number of hours were dedicated to volunteer work in the religious sector, with 110 hours on average spent volunteering in churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, and other religious organizations. And then the sports and recreation sector also saw a high number of volunteer engagement with 105 hours. Only slightly behind was the arts and culture section, where volunteers on average gave 104 hours per year. So that just gives some perspective on where volunteer hours are going. But it's also important to recognize that some Canadians are volunteering outside of an organization on their own, rather than on behalf of an organization. And those hours were around 137 hours per year, helping someone who is not part of their immediate household. For example, that could be a friend, a family member, or neighbor. In addition, 45 hours on average were dedicated to improving the community each year, for example, maintaining parks or other public spaces. With so many sectors to volunteer in, there are, of course, many reasons to volunteer. The main reason people say they wish to contribute their skills or their time is simply to contribute to their community. As well, they want to be able to use their skills and experiences, or have been personally affected by the organization's cause. So these are all big motivators to cause someone to volunteer. When I was a kid, I volunteered for a doggy daycare because I wanted to learn way more about dogs. I wanted to know how that worked, and I also loved dogs and wanted to spend more time with them. So I went there every Tuesday after school and spent time helping them clean the kennels and doing all of these things, just because I wanted to learn. So that's another reason that someone might volunteer, is that at that time I was too young to have a job, so I spent it volunteering instead. And I was lucky enough that they let me do that. But if, say, you're working on getting a degree in something and you're not quite able to apply for the job yet due to some restrictions that they've made or requirements that they've made for the job, you might find yourself volunteering for a company or organization to learn more about how they run the company, or just learn more about a skill that you are interested in. People also say that they feel encouraged to volunteer by their friends, and they do it because their friends do it too. And it's kind of a fun thing to do with someone you know. I'm currently volunteering right now for a company, and a lot of my friends work with them as well. So it's a fun thing to do. We all, you know, transit to the venue together, and we get to work together, and it's just a fun thing to do, and you know that it's community building and supporting other people. And of course, volunteering is also seen as a way to network and improve job opportunities. And of course, Canadians also volunteer because of their religious beliefs or obligations to organizations, companies, etc. I think there are plenty of soccer moms and soccer dads, as they call it, or people who want to volunteer to support their children in sports, like the volunteer coaches. I think that's also a wonderful way to volunteer as well. It is important to note that there are certain motivations that differ between age groups in volunteering. Among younger Canadians, improving job opportunities was an important motivator for 38% of volunteers, compared to 22% across all volunteers. So oftentimes volunteer work is linked to their graduation or job requirements. I mean, we all had to do, and I'm pretty sure it's still around, but when I was in high school, I had to do 40 volunteer hours to graduate. So around 10% of volunteer hours is mandatory unpaid work for, again, either graduation requirements or job requirements. And so while younger Canadians volunteered to improve their chances of finding paid jobs, people from older generations were more likely to say that Their motivation comes from using their skills, religious or spiritual beliefs, or supporting a social or political cause as reasons to volunteer. Of course, we know the obvious impacts that volunteering has on the community around us, and volunteering is important as it, of course, offers essential help to worthwhile causes, helping people in need, and then our community as a whole. But what's also important to recognize is that volunteering also helps you as a person. Happiness.com describes 7 ways that volunteering can give you some kind of benefits for your own mental and physical health. One of those is that it connects you with others. If you're feeling lonely or isolated or just want a way to widen your scope of community, volunteering is a great way to do that. And it's often fun to talk to people and to hear about their life experiences and just generally build new friendships and connect with people with like passions or skills or outlook on life. The second is that volunteering builds self-confidence and self-esteem. Doing good for others and for the community helps to create some kind of sense of accomplishment that you've done something and you're continuing to do something because you are. So working as a volunteer can give you a sense of pride and identity, helping you to boost your self-confidence by taking you out of possibly your comfort zone and comfort environment and remind you that you are doing things for a community larger than yourself. There are a couple studies that happiness.com describes as showing a link between building self-esteem and volunteering. So one of those is from the National Youth Agency report. And in this report, it described that young people aged 11 to 25, quote, repeatedly stressed that volunteering had increased their self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-belief, end quote. So this self-confidence boost was also shown to be strongly linked to improved communication skills, especially among those young volunteers who were previously quite nervous about meeting new people. And I think, too, another important benefit is that when you feel good about yourself and your self-worth, you help others to see that in themselves. So it's all a big connected train of building self-confidence and self-esteem for yourself and others around you. The third one on their list is volunteering is important for physical health. Interestingly, volunteering has distinct health benefits that can boost your physical health. So there's a growing body of evidence that suggests that people who give their time to others might benefit from lower blood pressure and a longer lifespan. A study from Carnegie Mellon University found that adults over 50 who volunteered regularly were less likely to develop high blood pressure compared to non-volunteers. So there are so many benefits to volunteering, not just for your mental health, but for your physical health as well. And of course, we know that they're connected. So if you're, you know, spending time doing things that you love or doing things that you care about, your mental health will be better, and in turn, your physical health will be better. Also, there are volunteering jobs that require you to possibly be on your feet, or maybe you're doing tree planting, which is incredibly physical. So there's plenty of ways that it gets you to move your body, which again, in turn, is great for your physical health and your mental health. Moving your body is really good for your mental health. And that's the fourth benefit that they talk about in this article, is mental health. So when it comes to volunteering being important to mental health, we can see that benefits are pretty clear. It can help counteract the effects of stress, depression, and anxiety. And overall, the social contact aspect of helping others can have a really wonderful and profound effect on your overall psychological well-being. Obviously, you can volunteer talking to people, but there's also volunteering with animals as well. And we know that animals are wonderful at improving our moods and reducing stress and anxiety. Again, going back to when I volunteered for that doggy daycare, I found I was so happy and so stress-free when I was there and getting to be with these animals. It is quite comforting. So even if you're not necessarily talking to someone all the time while you're volunteering, there are other ways in which you can interact with people and or animals that boost your mental health. The fifth thing on their list is that volunteering is important for a sense of purpose. So I think this one's pretty obvious, that volunteering does give you a greater sense of purpose because you're choosing to volunteer, you're choosing to work without receiving anything in return. There's no monetary compensation or anything like that, and you're not necessarily expecting anything back by doing so. And so I think that's a wonderful way to feel your sense of purpose is meaningful. You could also choose to volunteer for a specific cause, a specific political cause, and this kind of volunteering helps address that social problem or social cause that you're trying to get across. And because that's meaningful to you, and you're actually turning this cause into action, that helps you build a sense of purpose, which furthermore boosts your own happiness and is a wonderful benefit to volunteering. The sixth point that they make is that volunteering helps you forget your own problems. They talk about how one other benefit of volunteering is that focusing on others can give us a deeper sense of perspective, help us distract from negative thoughts, and help stop rumination. Sometimes just the joy of getting out and doing something to take your mind off of whatever's going on in your own life can be really helpful for certain periods of time. And they help put your life into perspective sometimes. The seventh point is that volunteering is important for your career. So, of course, we know the job market is quite competitive, so volunteering can be incredibly useful if, say, you can't get in with the company that you want, and it shows potential employers that you do take initiative and you're willing to give your own time to honestly improve the community at whole. Volunteering also gives you important practice in certain skills used in the workplace, like communication, teamwork, problem solving, planning, organization, all of those wonderful things. And it's a great way to improve those skills if you're preparing for work and for a job. So of course, we can see there are so many benefits to volunteering and so many reasons why we should be celebrating volunteerism this National Volunteer Week. Thank volunteers in your area when you see them. And again, as DCO, our member centers operate with many volunteers. So I'd like to take a minute to thank them for all their hard work and time and absolute generosity in supporting crisis centers across Ontario and beyond. I think it's such a wonderful community that they've helped to build, and I feel lucky to be a part of it. And I think we should continue to celebrate them beyond National Volunteer Week. I'm recording this podcast before National Volunteer Week, and I feel really grateful for volunteerism, and I also feel very lucky to have had the opportunity to volunteer myself. And I hope whoever is listening maybe take some time to find a way to volunteer for their community at some capacity if they're not already. And again, that can be at so many different capacities. Of course, you can choose to volunteer for a large organization, a small organization. You can choose to volunteer on your own for a friend or a family member or someone you know in need. Or maybe it's just about saying, I'm going to take initiative. I'm going to clean up the local park today. I'm going to do that as my little moment of volunteerism. The opportunities are endless. So thank you so much for choosing to listen to our podcast today, and happy National Volunteer Week.